Psychiatrist Michael Groden and internist Sandra Crosby often see patients together. Through their work at the Boston Center for Refugee Health and Human Rights, they've worked with many Tibetan Buddhist monks and nuns. Recently, they had a particularly striking patient.
I got a phone call from the Boston Tibetan Center, and they told me they had a very important Rinpoche, a reincarnate, that needed to get seen for medical care, and he needed to get seen that morning. It's not every day that a reincarnated Lama walks into the clinic. It was just like a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Everybody's reincarnated, but not everybody remembers their past lives. And so you have to be a very special person to have had a very special past life to be able to remember your past life. So even most monks don't remember. They're not reincarnates.
Just as I expected, he came with his entourage. He was in his saffron robes with his wire-rimmed glasses. He looked exactly like I expected a Tibetan monk to look. And, you know, one of the first things they said was that, you know, he didn't want to see a Western physician, but that the people at the Tibetan Center had really forced him to do this because they were concerned about him. But it seemed like from his symptoms and, you know, he had a very unremarkable physical exam, it sounded really very much like heartburn symptoms. And what I gave him was a very common medication. He listened to everything that I had to say, but kind of in the end he told me that he knew what his trouble was, and it was caused by bad water because of trouble in one of his previous lives.
I thought, well, let's go with it. And I said, like, kind of half in jest, but I said that the medicine would also work for his previous lives, that if he had previous lives and it was possible, then why not the medicine also work for his previous lives? That's the difference between my colleague, Sandra, who's the physical doctor, and myself, who's the psychiatrist and deals with the mental life, because I'm not so bound by what's actually in reality in front of us.
He'd already told me before I made the diagnosis what his problem was. And although he was very respectful and thanked me, you know, he clearly already knew what his trouble was, and I just felt inadequate.
There's a power differential always in the doctor-patient relationship. There's a gap, there's a chasm between the doctor and the patient, because the doctor is in power, the doctor seems to be in control, the doctor seems to be one who says, and the patient often listens. But in this particular case, the karma of the Tibetan Lama, the power, the overwhelming presence of the Lama just overpowered everything that we could do. It overpowered our skills. His spirituality was just stronger than we could manage and stronger than the medicine that we could help him with.
I felt that there was nothing I could offer him, and my powers as a physician were really stripped away. My medical skills weren't important. It didn't matter. This man was so powerful that I really felt humbled by the visit and just by being in his presence. And I was grateful for the experience.
Dr. Sandra Crosby and Dr. Michael Groden work at the Boston Center for Refugee Health and Human Rights.